to EDM Talk, a podcast dedicated to the electrical discharge machining industry. I'm your host, Ken Dworznik. EDM Talk is sponsored by Griffel Carbon Products. Today's episode of EDM Talk, we are joined by engineering and IT manager, Bill Heiser, and manufacturing engineering manager, Nathan Buchanan of Griffel Carbon Products. Bill and Nate, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us on, Ken.
Thank you.
Bill, you've been with Griffel Carbon Products for over 27 years. Tell us about your history in the EDM industry and also with Griffel Carbon Products.
I've been with Griffel since August of 93 and started out as a process and program engineer for both our in-house electrode and EDM service shops. Sometime around 1996, I took over for our retiring tooling design engineer that we had on staff who supported the EDM services department. I performed EDM electrode and tooling design work, as well as created process packets for our EDM service shop. Griffel was purchased by our parent company, Graphite Metallizing, in 1999. At that time, I took over managing the EDM department and was involved in all aspects of EDM, from quoting the work, designing the tooling and electrodes, to processing the jobs in the shop and helping our QC department validate the product. In July of 2017, we combined Griffel's engineering group with our graphite machined electrodes, along with the EDM service group and the tooling design services, all into one engineering department. I took over as manager of the combined group, and we continue to support each other as a team and help leverage our knowledge across our customer and in-house applications that we do.
Nate, talk about your experience in EDM and also how you got started with Griffel.
Bill hired me in August of 1997, and I too started out as a process engineer for the EDM side of the business. Now, I worked closely alongside Bill as well as the EDM supervisor, and that's where I learned so much about the conventional EDM as well as the wire EDM fixturing and programming. And as Bill previously had mentioned, after Graphel was purchased by our parent company and Bill became the engineering manager, he then put me in charge of processing the jobs for the EDM department. This included all of the wire EDM and conventional EDM processes. Now, over the years, I've held a few different positions here at Graphel, and they've included the tooling and design engineer, R&D manager, and the electrode engineering manager.
Bill, one of the services that Griffel Carbon Products can offer current and potential customers is custom electrode design and build of EDM electrodes. Talk about this great service Griffel Carbon Products can offer, and also what customers can expect if they contact you about designing their electrode.
Our engineering team has the ability to offer our customers design services for their EDM application needs. We have provided these services for customers in the aircraft engine, power generation, mold and die, and medical fields, among others. We can offer different levels of services depending on customer needs. This can range from Griffel designing and building EDM tooling and electrodes for a customer, where we do the complete entire package, to doing the design work only, the build work only, assuming that the customer already has designs completed, or strictly doing the tooling and electrode side of the design work. It really depends on the level of support the customer needs, which varies by project based on customer EDM skill level and resources that they have available to them. When we are contacted by a customer, we normally start out by asking a lot of questions and listening to what the customer wants. We normally like to get our hands on the prints and CAD files involved in the application before providing pricing and lead time information. This lets us get a good understanding of the project work scope before we look into what it takes to get the job done. A big advantage that the customers have with coming to Griffel is that we have a deep understanding of EDM and electrode manufacturing. We have seen thousands of different electrodes and how they've been used in applications. When we provide a complete package solution for our customers, we optimize their project for them by making sure the electrodes work well with the tooling, since both are developed and manufactured in-house.
Nate, I know many customers have worked with yourself on tooling design of electrodes for sinker machines. However, I don't know if people know that this service can also be offered in wire EDM. When working with customers for design, how is Griffel able to test the design or work through the design with the customer?
Well, we have several different tools that we use when designing new fixtures. And the one most effective, though, is our solid modeling software. And that allows us to not only design part piece by piece, but also it allows us to make a complete assembly of the tool. And we can then check all the clearances and fit up, as well as simulate the actual burn of an electrode or the wire itself into the customer's workpiece. So over the years, we've seen what works well and also what doesn't in regards to typical EDM setups and fixtures. This, along with keeping up with the latest EDM trends and technologies, well, this allows us to offer very effective tooling and fixturing designs. Now, a lot of times, we'll even have customers just call us out of the blue with EDM questions, and we'll work with them over the phone to help them through whatever issues they may be having.
Bill, Grafel Carbon Products has sinker and wire EDM machines on site. Are these machines available for customer usage or as a service?
Grafel does have sinker EDM and wire EDM machines available for service work. On the sinker side, we've historically specialized in aircraft engine hardware EDM, primarily with the machining of honeycomb seals and seal slots and shroud segments. With the recent downturn in the aviation industry, this has freed up some capacity and opened up for us working with other industries and applications. On the wire EDM side, we have 5 wire machines that are available for any type of wire work. We can handle parts up to about 12 inches tall, and we EDM a wide variety of metallic materials. We wire cut a lot of copper and silver tungsten metallic electrodes for our customers that have applications requiring ultra-fine finishes or complex seal slot configurations that are best suited to that method of manufacturing.
Nate, besides working with EDM projects, Grafel Carbon Products can also offer engineering support in other graphite industries as well. Talk about some of the non-EDM projects you have been able to work on.
Well, several come to mind. One in particular, though, was for a motor housing that was used on one of the Mars rovers. That was a really challenging but enjoyable project. And we also have made many different holding fixtures used in the glass to metal bonding industry. And that's used primarily for military style electrical connectors. And we've also done a lot of work in the progressive cavity pump industry. And that's used for several different applications such as oil, agricultural, and medical fields. So over the years, as we have developed many great relationships with our customers, a lot of times we'll get a call or an email stating what they're trying to do, and then they'll just leave it up to us to come up with a fixture and or process that works and will last a long time.
Bill, the EDM industry has changed quite a bit in the 27 years been around it. Talk about the biggest changes you have seen.
A lot of the focus these days has been on robotics and automation. The technology has definitely advanced over time, and many customers are using EDM holding systems such as System 3R and Aroa when using robotic automation to have their electrodes machined, stored in carousels, and then used to EDM parts. In high volume applications, this can be very effective and allows lights out operation for periods of time. Other changes that we've seen include advancement of built-in EDM settings into the power supplies and the machines, and there's been vast improvements in the graphical layout and information feedback in the power supplies and EDM machines to make them much more operator friendly and productive.
Nate, the last 6 months have been extremely challenging for many industries, including Grafel Carbon Products. What are some of the different things that COVID-19 has adapted in the engineering department?
Well, the last 6 months have definitely been challenging, as you brought out. But in the retrospect, we have implemented several new safety protocols in engineering, such as the mandatory use of face masks for everyone, as well as constantly practicing social distancing. We have also staggered our work shifts in order to cut down on the number of people having to work together for long periods of time. Now, this, along with visual reminders placed strategically throughout the shop, well, this helps to keep all of us safe so we can continue to provide the services and expertise that our customers need and require.
Gentlemen, we do have a couple customer/listener questions that I received this past week. I was going to ask you a couple questions, and feel free either of you to answer as you can. The first one comes from John from Minnesota. And he is asking, what is the typical lead time to design an electrode and get it into production?
That can vary greatly by the difficulty of the design, how readily the information and funding is available that is needed from the customer, and the backlog size at the time the work is proposed. Assuming that the design isn't too complex and the information and funding is readily available, for the average electrode that we see, I would say it typically takes about 2 to 3 weeks to do the design work. And after the design is completed, electrode manufacturing can run from 2 to 6 weeks, depending on complexity and quantity.
Next question comes from David from South Carolina. He wants to know what type of software programs Grifel Carbon Products is able to work with. David says he has a project with prints and wants to know what format to send the information to Grifel.
Here at Grifel, we use SolidWorks software to do our design work. So we prefer CAD models to be sent in either native SolidWorks format or as a Parasolid X_T file. Now the Parasolid format seems to import with the least amount of problems if a SolidWorks file is not available. Now for prints, we prefer a PDF file as they're easiest to work with and save.
Next question comes from Mike from New York. He wants to know if Grifel has the ability to redress tooling, and can this redress be different than the original design?
To clarify this question, the word tooling in this definition would refer to perishable tooling, meaning electrodes. Grifel can redress electrodes for our customers, and it can be a different process than the original design. Redressing can range from skimming or recutting only the cutting edge on the electrode to removing the entire EDM cutting feature and remachining it into the remaining material on the electrode. Some electrodes are multi-sided and redress can be done on each of them. Redress can be performed via milling, grinding, or even wire EDM, depending on the electrode and its specific design.
Gentlemen, one last question for you both. If someone wants to contact either of you concerning engineering support or has a question, how can they contact yourselves?
I can be emailed at bill.heiser@grafel.com. It's H-E-Y-S-E-R at Grafel, G-R-A-P-H-E-L.com. Or I can be reached at 513-697-4410. Nate's available at nathan.buchanan@grafel.com. at 513-697-4409. Either of us can be reached through the operator at Grifel Carbon Products main number at 1-800-255-1104, or you can submit files and request information through our website.
Bill and Nate, we really appreciate the time and the information, and thanks so much again for being a part of EDM Talk today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.
Thanks for listening to this episode of EDM Talk, sponsored by Grifel Carbon Products. Previous episodes can be found on the Grifel Carbon Products website at grifel.com/blog or on many podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. I am Ken Dworznik. Thanks for listening to EDM Talk. Have a great week.